top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Friday, April 5th, 2024.
Only.
I am Richie Ferrall. In the headlines, financial economist and UWP leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine emphasizes the need to ensure that the diplomatic ties between Dominica and China serve the best interests of the Dominican people. HR Wise Inc. and Simplicity Consulting Limited announces the launch of a comprehensive labor market survey aimed at providing invaluable insights into the compensation landscape of St. Lucia's workforce.
Q95D.
And the Israeli Defense Force has sacked two senior officers after seven World Central Kitchen aid workers were killed in a strike on three of their aid vehicles in Gaza on Monday. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. More details after this.
When it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95.
Switch to a Ready Cash loan today. Bring your loan to us and get 25% off your interest rate. Get flexible payment terms, fast approval, and hassle-free service so you can do all the important things you need with ease. All you need is your ID, proof of address, payslip, job letter, and two references. Visit us in-store or apply online at www.shopquartz.com. Quartz Ready Cash. We are ready when you are. Conditions apply.
First up in the news, leader of the United Workers' Party and financial economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine says discussions on the 20 years of diplomatic relations between China and Dominica are not aimed at undermining China or severing diplomatic ties with China. Dr. Fontaine emphasized the significance of deliberating as a nation to ensure that the best outcomes are achieved for the benefit of the Dominican people. Dr. Fontaine further suggested that exploring access to China's large market could serve as a significant starting point in maximizing the benefits of that relationship for the Dominican people.
This is not about bashing China. This is not about talking about we are going to suddenly, you know, change diplomatic relations. It's not about that. It is about discussing how, as a country, we can get the best out of this relationship for our people. China is looking at the best interests of its people to the extent that when our prime minister went to China, the Chinese made a big splash. They had a huge release for all the 1.5 billion people that relationship with Dominica was good for China because they were exporting $72 million every year to Dominica. It had increased by a significant amount in the last year, and they were proud to announce that. It shows a sense of pride. It shows that they're concerned about the people. They're happy that they're exporting those things to Dominica. Okay, so it is about that. It is about how we can change that relationship in a way that it is beneficial to our people. And how can we benefit from a China-Dominica relationship other than the projects that we've seen? How can we benefit? I think at the very heart of this is how can we access this market? 1.2 billion Chinese on the mainland China. How can we access those markets? That is a discussion I want us to have with the Chinese authorities.
Dr. Fontaine added that within the upcoming major economic forum scheduled for June 2024, particular attention will be given to the nation's entrepreneurs and youth. He highlighted that in continuation of this initiative, the United Workers' Party plans to host an event centered on entrepreneurship and youth development.
Have a number of products already been manufactured in Dominica. What it would mean is scaling up those products, cold pot soap, but there are other products. There are a string of products, and over the next few weeks, we'll be identifying those manufacturers, we'll be highlighting those manufacturers, and I want to announce to the Dominican public that in our major economic conference or summit that has been planned for June 4th to 6th, we'll be highlighting our entrepreneurs, we'll be highlighting our young people. But beyond that, as a follow-up, as an immediate follow-up to our economic conference, we'll be having an entrepreneurship and youth focus. So we'll be looking at entrepreneurship. We'll be having, where we'll be able to display all of the products that have been done by Dominicans. We'll be talking about how we can encourage and help those Dominicans to expand, to grow their businesses, and put a special emphasis on the young people. That is where our focus is. It's about looking after the interests of our people. And all I'm saying is that in that relationship with China, we certainly can be doing a lot more for the people of Dominica to benefit from that relationship. And one way we're going to focus on is how we can get our products on the Chinese market. The same way we buy those plastic toys from China, all sorts of plastic implements and so on. So we can have similarly our products made in Dominica on the Chinese shelves. That's the kind of discussion we need to have with the Chinese authorities.
And that was financial economist and leader of the United Workers' Party, Dr. Thompson Fongtien. The Dominica Emergency Agriculture and Climate Resilience Project of the Ministry of Agriculture is a five-year World Bank-funded project which aims to restore agricultural livelihoods and enhance climate resilience within the sector in Dominica post-Hurricane Maria in 2017. Now, an additional US $8 million has been recently allocated for the Contingency Emergency Response Component, also known as CERC, which is activated in response to vulnerable and crisis situations. This initiative also aims to restore agricultural livelihoods, focusing on the agro-processing sector. Speaking at the launch of CERC on April 3rd, 2024, Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture with specific responsibility for agro-processing, Lakia Joseph, stated that efforts to elevate agriculture beyond traditional practices is her ministry's objective, highlighting that projects like CERC will help bring this vision to fruition. Ms. Joseph stated that the contingency emergency response component focuses on agro-processing and will provide support to farmers and processors in Dominica.
A land where nature's bounty is as abundant as the resilience of its people lies Dominica. Today I stand before you not just as a Palsec, but as a fellow citizen, a farmer, and an agro-processor who is as equally passionate about the future of this island, especially the boundless potential of the agricultural sector as you. Under the guiding light of the World Bank support, we embark on a pivotal journey with the Dominica Emergency Agricultural and Climate Resilience Project, a journey of transformation designed to breathe new life into our agricultural livelihoods and fortify us against the whims of nature. Over the next few years, we aim to revolutionize and solidify our relationship with the land that sustains us. With an infusion of an additional just about $8 million into the contingency emergency response component, we stand prepared to face the crisis ahead together. This is our commitment to not just surviving, but thriving in the face of challenges. We aim to elevate agriculture beyond traditional practices, focusing on agro-processing, value addition, and the entire value chain, directly supporting over 600 farmers and processors in their endeavors to contribute meaningfully to Dominica's economy. This initiative is more than just an investment. It's a testament of our belief in the power of agriculture to drive economic growth, improve livelihoods, and ensure food security.
Parliamentary Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture with specific responsibility for agro-processing, Lakia Joseph. You're tuned in with Q95 News. United Workers Party President Lennox Linton finds that the DLP-led government may not have made enough UK-recommended amendments to Dominica's CBI program. He highlighted the investment options in the program and the lack of effort on the part of the CBI unit, he says, to legitimize the housing option. But MMCE Limited has benefited tremendously from it. On July 19, 2023, Secretary of State of the United Kingdom's Home Department, Suella Braverman, released an official statement imposing visa restrictions on all visitors from Dominica. Mr. Linton reviewed the laws and requirements outlined on the Government of Dominica's official citizenship by investment unit website and wants Dominica's government to amend some of the requirements to include not just a mandatory interview, but a mandatory stay in the country prior to the applicant receiving citizenship, so that the applicants can get to understand and appreciate the way of life of Dominicans and ensure their investments are used meaningfully. This, he says, will improve transparency and accountability in the CBI program. He also says this will appease international counterparts on matters of global security, financial management, and restore global integrity into the program.
The question is asked and answered on the website. What are the benefits of CBA? Gaining citizenship also ensures that an individual has access to all the rights, responsibilities, and privileges defined by Dominican law. Citizens are able to call upon Dominica for assistance and protection and access any diplomatic establishments abroad. Unlike other CBI programs, there are no minimum stay requirements, which means that applicants are able to become Dominican citizens without visiting the country. Dominican citizens enjoy minimal taxation, engage in duty-free trading across the Caribbean with full exemption from import duties. The East Caribbean dollar is pegged to the US dollar at a fixed rate. Question, how do you become a Dominican citizen? That's on the website as of today, the third day of April in the year 2024.
According to the CBI unit, to qualify for Dominica citizenship under the real estate option of its Citizenship by Investment program, an applicant must purchase a unit of an approved project worth at least US$200,000. Real estate must be held for either 3 years from the date citizenship is granted, or if the future purchaser is also a Citizenship by Investment applicant, 5 years from the date citizenship is granted. Additionally, to qualify for Dominican citizenship through the Citizenship by Investment program, applicants must make a non-refundable contribution to the Economic Diversification Fund, also known as EDF. The cost of the contribution will be determined by the number of dependents included in the application. This refers to anyone who relies on the main applicant as a primary source of income, including children. Spouses, parents, or other family members may also qualify.
The Citizenship by Investment program is detailed in the regulations published in accordance with Section 101 of the Constitution and Sections 8 and 20, Subsection 1 of the Citizenship Act. And we are asked to read the guide for more information on all relevant legislation regarding the Dominica Citizenship by Investment program. The regulations describe a direct monetary investment as meaning an investment made directly to the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica for the purpose of citizenship by investment of an amount not less than the thresholds established in paragraph 13B of Schedule 1. This goes now to what do you pay for citizenship and who do you pay it to? Again, the options. 3A says, on approval in principle of an application through a real estate investment or other approved project. This now is the $200,000 investment option. And I'll tell you what applies. The one of interest to us is 3B. And 3B says, the following shall be payable to the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica on an application for citizenship by investment or other approved project.
Linton then reveals that based on the government's current policies on the CBI program, he says the housing program excessively promoted by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit for the past decade appears to be illegal.
To qualify persons through a direct monetary investment, an amount of US$100,000 for the main applicant, US$150,000 for a main applicant and spouse, US$175,000 for a main applicant and up to three qualifying dependents, US$25,000 for any additional dependent under the age of 18, US$50,000 for any additional dependent 18 years of age or older. Again, what is consistent with this, what is on the website as of today, and what is in the regulations, which took effect in January of this year, is that you have two options for citizenship. The direct cash option, which is called the Economic Diversification Fund, the EDF, and the real estate option. There's still no housing cash option for citizenship of the Commonwealth of Dominica, either published by the government on its website or in the law, the regulations governing citizenship by investment in Dominica.
The United Workers Party president says this raises greater concerns regarding the transparency of the current program and the decade-long relationship between MMCE Limited and the Prime Minister.
And so at this stage, we're asking about the legality of the so-called housing option that Mr. Skerry told us he introduced for and on behalf of Montreal Management Company some years ago. And through it, significant sums of money have been raised under the Citizenship by Investment program. With this now, let's go back and revisit what actually happened with this housing option. We didn't know about it. It was introduced, sneaked in behind the backs of the people. And then we are finding out now that it has never been published as an option, not on the government's website, and it is not in any regulations up till now. How then is it legal? And how does it continue to operate? These are the questions that you ask yourself based on the information that is before us. So let's revisit what has happened with our money, especially through this housing option, and how do you explain all the discrepancies that have emerged with the citizenship by investment money to the point where in the 7-year period, 2016 to 2023, we have an amount of $6.4 billion that cannot be accounted for.
UWP President Lennox Linton. Digicel Group is pleased to announce the appointment of Meredith Shapples as the new regional general manager. This was made effective March 1st, 2024. Now, in this role, he will have full responsibility for Digicel Grenada, along with oversight for Digicel Dominica and Digicel St. Vincent and the Grenadines, bringing over 20 years of extensive experience in the telecommunications industry. Meredith joins Digicel from Cambridge Management Consulting, where he served as a managing partner leading the telecoms practice. During his tenure, he spearheaded strategic change initiatives, infrastructure builds and mergers and acquisition programs for clients globally. Prior to his role at Cambridge Management Consulting, Mr. Meredith held key leadership positions within the Vodafone Group, where he played a pivotal role in launching the company's first triple play offering and significantly growing the fixed network business, notably as Managing Director of Post Office Telecoms in the United Kingdom. Mr. Meredith achieved remarkable revenue growth, surpassing $150 million through a customer-centric approach and successful business restructuring. Roland van der Hoven, Cluster CEO West Indies Region for Digicel Group, said, open quote, "We are truly pleased to welcome Meredith to the team. With his experience, we anticipate great things for Grenada, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Dominica. I also want to thank Oscar Arellano for his contributions as interim CEO for Digicel Grenada during the transition period," end quote. Meredith expressed his enthusiasm for joining the Digicel team and relocating with his family to Grenada. He looks forward to leveraging his expertise to drive growth and innovation across the region. National Security Minister Raban Blackmore has announced the renewal of Davidson Valerie's tenure as the acting police chief until June 30, 2024. Speaking on state-owned radio, Blackmore emphasized that the appointment process adhered to the country's constitutional mandates involving consultations between the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Parliamentary Opposition regarding suitable candidates for the position.
As you're aware, Mr. Daniel Carbon proceeded on pre-retirement leave as Chief of Police on the 31st of December 2023. And in accordance with the authority to advise the President of Dominica for someone to be appointed to the office of Chief of Police, and of course, after consultation with the Leader of the Opposition, the Prime Minister advised on the acting appointment of Mr. Davidson Valerie to act in the office for a period of 3 months, that is to say, from January 1st, 2024 to March 31st, 2024, which means that Mr. Valerie's acting appointment came to an end on the 31st of March 2024. The Prime Minister proceeded to ensure that the advice on the appointment of someone to act in that office after consultation with the Leader of the Opposition, of course, consistent with Section 92(1) of the Constitution, proceeded to ensure that that office actually has been maintained, and Mr. Davidson Valerie has been made to continue to act from April 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2024.
Minister of National Security, Raybon Blackmore. This is Q95 News. Member states of the World Health Organization have unanimously decided to resume negotiations aiming to finalize a pandemic agreement set to take place from April 29th to May 10th, 2024. The WHO anticipates that this agreement will better equip the world to respond to future pandemics efficiently and fairly. Speaking on the significance of the pandemic agreement, WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus said that member states recognize the crucial importance of the pandemic agreement in safeguarding future generations from the hardships endured during the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Tedros made these remarks following the conclusion of the ninth meeting of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Body, where government representatives discussed various aspects of the draft pandemic agreement. Topics covered included securing adequate funding for pandemic preparedness, ensuring fair access to necessary medical interventions during pandemics, and strengthening the healthcare workforce. In other news, HR Wise Inc. and Simplicity Consulting Limited are proud to announce the launch of a comprehensive labor market survey aimed at providing invaluable insights into the compensation landscape of St. Lucia's workforce. The survey was launched on April 3, 2024, and will run until May 12, 2024, culminating in a detailed report and analysis of the findings. The collaboration between HR Wise Inc. and Simplicity Consulting Limited brings together a wealth of expertise in strategic human resource management, compensation and benefits management, and data analysis. In other news, the Israeli military has sacked two senior officers after seven World Central Kitchen aid workers were killed in a strike in Gaza on Monday. The IDF's inquiry into this incident says some workers survived initial airstrikes but were killed when a third car was hit. The BBC's Middle East Bureau chief in Jerusalem attended a late-night briefing on the IDF's response and is analyzing the key lines.
The Israeli military on Friday released findings from its inquiry into the killing of seven aid workers in an airstrike in Gaza. It found serious errors and breaches of procedure and said two officers will be dismissed and a senior commander formally reprimanded. The inquiry added that Israeli forces mistakenly believed they were attacking Hamas gunmen when drone strikes hit the three vehicles of the World Central Kitchen Aid Group. The Israel military had earlier apologized for what it called the unintentional deaths. World Central Kitchen released a statement shortly after Israel published its findings, demanding an independent commission to investigate. It added that the Israeli military could not credibly investigate its own failure. The killing of the aid workers has angered even some of Israel's closest allies, including the US administration, leaving it increasingly isolated. Public opinion among close allies like Britain, Germany, and Australia has also swung against the Israeli campaign in Gaza. Leaders have become more critical too.
And what isn't good enough is the statements that have been made, including that this is just a product of war.
US President Joe Biden, under growing pressure from his own supporters to end the fighting, has said he was outraged by the convoy attack.
And that's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Financial economist and UWP leader Dr. Thompson Fongtees emphasizes the need to ensure that the diplomatic ties between Dominica and China serve the best interests of the Dominican people. HR Wise Inc. and Simplicity Consulting Limited announced the launch of a comprehensive labor market survey aimed at providing invaluable insights into the compensation landscape of St. Lucia's workforce. And and the Israeli Defense Force has sacked two senior officers after seven World Central Kitchen aid workers were killed in a strike on three of their aid vehicles in Gaza on Monday. The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell.
Top of the Hour News, as it happens.